He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, sorry, I'm here. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre, Elk City, Oklahoma. I have company, and something just bit me here in the chair. I don't know what's going on here. Anyway, let's check out some weather. I will have Brandon Hickey on here in just a few minutes, and we're going to... Does Emma know we're calling her? Okay. All right. Well, I thought this was going to be one of those surprise deals, but we're going to call Emma, Brandon's daughter. We're going to be talking about that today on the show. We're going to talk cattle and whatever Emma's got going on. She's probably going to critique her dad and me. So we'll see about that. 91 at Eric. It's the hot spot in the state of Oklahoma. 89 at the May Ranch. 89 at Slapout. 90 at Lahoma. 88 at Hobart. Here in... are there in the Texas Panhandle, 91 at Lipscomb, 87 at Miami, 90 at Dozer, 89 at Wellington, and 88 at Odell. All right, first things first. Let me go to my email, and where's it at? We lost a good one yesterday here in Oklahoma. Mr. Bob Funk, he was a big supporter of the Oklahoma Youth Expo. It is famously said that legacy is not just about one does for oneself, but rather what they do for the others and the world around them. The truth could not be more evident than in the wonderful life of Mr. Bob Funk, whose recent passing we are deeply saddened by. Since the Oklahoma Youth Expo's inception in 2002, Mr. Funk has served as the board chairman and cornerstone upon which OYE was founded. He was the original visionary. He was the original visionary of OYE, and under his understanding and steadfast leadership, OYE has grown into what is today, with its long-standing mission of helping grow the next generation of Oklahoma's ag youth. And most of you guys know that OYE is the largest stock show probably in the world, but I know for sure in the United States. The Oklahoma Youth Expo is incredibly thankful for Mr. Funk's wise foresight, ambitious vision, and his genuine heart for developing our state's youth. He always saw the potential in those around him and offered ample support whenever and wherever he could. This is just a glimpse of the tremendous legacy Mr. Funk is leaving behind, and OYE is beyond proud to carry his legacy onward. Before his passing, Mr. Funk established the Funk Legacy Onward Endowment as a way of preparing OYE for generations to come. Thanks to his extensive generosity and the growth of his endowment, we are humbled to announce that OYE will exist forever, a dream of Mr. Funk's that will continue to cultivate his legacy and support Oklahoma youth. Mr. Funk will be severely missed. His loved ones are in our thoughts and prayers. Rest in peace, Mr. Funk. Thank you. Thank you will never be enough. And we lost a good one. Thoughts and prayers for his family and everybody. I hope you'll think the same of it. Okay. We're going to take a quick break because Brandon and I can take more time we're supposed to on my show. So we're going to take a break, come back, talk to Brandon. We're going to get Emma on the phone, and Mrs. Hickey sitting over there hiding in the corner. You're not on Facebook. Brandon is. I didn't name a camera there, so you're good. She's over there hiding out. We see if we slide her up here in a chair, maybe. I mean, your daughter is going to be on. You don't want to talk to your daughter? Okay. All right. Today is the Taylor Ranch Day. And before we go to break, I got the Taylor Ranch question for the three amigos, Juanito, Jose, and Jesus. That's the three amigo beef sticks from the Taylor Ranch. And I have a question, Taylor Ranch question of the day. See, see if you guys been listening to Brandon and me the last 3 weeks, because we've discussed this. Brandon has brought it up twice, I know of. So how many calves is it projected to take to pay for a bred female in the year 2025? The long-term average is 4.5 calves. A, 2.75 calves. B, 3.75. C, 4.75. Or D, 5.75. How many calves is it projected to take to pay for a bred female this year, 2025? 2.75 is A, B is 3.75 calves, C is 4.75, D is 5.75. Send me a text in with your answer and your name. If you want to play, just send your answer, 580-225-9697. We'll be right back after this break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Mother Nature just did you a big favor. At the end of May, an Oklahoma thunderstorm dropped some very small hail on cars and trucks at Barber Dyson Ford. Those little bitty ice pellets now mean big savings for you. The damage is barely noticeable, but you'll notice the money that stays in your bank account. You may not even see what the hail did, but you'll see the savings. Take advantage of Mother Nature's hail tantrum. Very small damage and very big savings will put a big smile on your face. Barber Dyson Ford in Oak City, online at barberdysonford.net.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up. It's better than twine. So it's like one consistency holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T, built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July 11th. 1,552 head were sold. 12 head of steers at 414 brought 451. 5 at 456 brought 449. 16 at 489 brought 4. 8 at 576 brought 379. 3 at 653 brought 345. 11 at 780 brought 307. 5 at 810 brought 315. 22 head of heifers at 362 brought 457. 8 at 576 brought 343. 4 at 654 brought 320. 14 at 805 brought 293.50. 5 at 986 brought 242. Butcher cows were 55 to 184. Butcher bulls brought 140 to 227. Bred cows were 1900 to 3500. Pairs brought 1800 to 4150. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Guess what, Brandon? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Your wife's sitting closer. So, I got to do a little weather update on the Texas Panhandle before we get to Emma. 91 at Lipscomb, and come on, pop up there. Heat index at 94, humidity's 44, dew point 66, the wind's out of the south at 12, peak wind gust today 31, 1.15 inches of rain so far this month, 8-inch soil temperature is 79 degrees. Well, Mr. Brandon Hickey with the Elk City and Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, world famous that is in the studio with me. So is his wife, but she's being shy. But we have a surprise on the phone with us, right?
That's right.
What's her name?
Emma.
Emma, are you there?
Hi.
What's up? Hey, don't be bashful.
Sorry. I just walked out of a Zoom meeting that I was watching with Heather Buckmaster for the monthly NCBA report.
Oh, cool. You got some cool information for us?
Well, they're working on some projects and a video shoot that we just did in Medicine Park in collaboration with NCBA. We got an update on when that will be released next year. So that was pretty cool.
Well, that's boring. Next year, we need some inside information now.
We might get the inside scoop review of it in October, but they're not expecting to release it until January.
Okay. Are you going to be at the OCA?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
cool. Sir. Don't yes, sir, me. I'm old, but I don't want to feel the old.
I'm so sorry, but yes, I'll help the Beef Checkoff give their presentation, and hopefully I'll be there Friday to help them run their booth as well.
Oh, cool. Is Heather going to be there?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Awesome. Yeah, I like her. She's pretty cool.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And I'll be there, too. Are you want to come on the radio with me live there?
You know, why not? Might as well.
Yes, that's the right attitude. So after we get through with this conversation today, you'll know what to expect. What is that? That's coming up 2 weeks. A week from
this
Friday.
Close.
Yeah, 2 weeks from tomorrow or Friday. So, yeah, cool. No, I'll be glad to see you.
Week from Friday.
No, it is. You're right. A week.
Yes, oh, just a man. Week from Friday.
I got the Texas Angus Association deal to go to next Wednesday in Canyon, Texas at West Texas A&M in the processing plant. This is going to be cool. Yeah, this is going to be cool. My job is becoming funner. You know, it's a rarity I get your dad in the studio, but when it happens, it's fun.
Yes.
And he's going to throw some numbers out here in a little bit that's going to probably scare people.
Are you saying it's not fun when I'm on the phone?
No, it is, but you always get me in trouble on the phone with time. See, here, today's not Heyday Tuesday. See, I got the whole hour.
It's been a long time coming, though. You've been trying to get him in the studio for a good bit now, right?
Yeah, and then and I want to apologize again for not making Stillwater when I was supposed to be there at you guys' ad communication deal, because that was a big event for you guys.
And it was so cool, yeah.
And I was sick.
But, hey, I didn't want whatever you had, so I'm glad you stayed away.
So fill us in a little bit. What's but I guess you're big dog now with the NCBA now, sounds like, but what's going on? You've been gone all summer, right?
I've been kind of couch hopping between being at my own house in Western Oklahoma and then sometimes in Stillwater and sometimes at my aunt and sometimes at my friends, because during the week, Tuesday through Thursday, typically only Tuesday through Thursday, I've been Oklahoma Beef Checkoff's intern this summer.
Cool.
So, but I've been home most Fridays through Mondays to help with the sale and just be with family.
I noticed things are going a lot smoother since you got back from your trip overseas at the sale barn.
I am trying my best to keep that place running straight.
Tell everybody what you're going to OSU to become, or what you're majoring in, or however they say that.
So I'm majoring in agriculture communications, and then I'm getting a minor in speech communications as well as agricultural economics.
What was that first in the minor in?
The first minor is speech communications.
Oh, so you're that's what I thought you said. So the reason why I'm deaf in my right ear, half deaf in my left ear. I cannot pronounce a lot of the stuff that I talk about, so I make stuff up as I read it. And I want you to learn that in ag communications at OSU.
So all this critiquing you do of Jimmy and I in our interviews, does that come from the speech communication part or the agriculture communication part?
That actually probably comes mostly from FFA speech contest, because they really want you to pronunciate there.
We haven't even made it to the college level yet.
Yeah, we're not even at a 4-H.
Well, yes, but I've been told by multiple sources that some of the things that make me as a college student cringe are the things that give you guys character and make you so relatable and likable. So.
Well, when we talk about
Cousin... Maybe I shouldn't be so harsh.
So you know who Cousin Kay is when we talk about her?
No, sir.
She's the gripey old lady at the cafe at Elk City Sanborn.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew you knew her. Yeah, she kicked me out of there last Friday. So it wasn't pretty. All I can tell you is not pretty. And I asked for a different dessert, and I got the one I didn't want. So,
oh, no.
So I complained. So, and the cow sale was still going on, so there wasn't very many people in there. And then I went upstairs and gave Mr. Dill a little advice on second calf heifers. And your dad was busy down there. And they were, actually, you guys act like you're having a pretty good time in there the other day.
Market's pretty wild. It makes it pretty easy right now. Market's as wild as it is. It's just amazing what these things are bringing.
Okay, so Emma?
Yes, sir.
In the cattle market right now, what do you think about it?
Oh boy, you're really gonna test me.
Yes, I am. That's why you're on the phone.
Well, I keep on having my friends say, "Well, eventually it's gonna crash, right?" And I kind of take a page from my dad's book and said, "Unless we're given a reason for it to crash, it's gonna stay as high as what it is." So, I know that some of my coworkers at the sale barn are starting to get really tired of the big sales, but I tell them, guys, as long as the prices are this high, people are going to keep on finding calves to sell. I mean.
Even cows. I mean, you guys' cow sales there the last, I don't know, can't even remember back that far, has been really good.
Yeah.
Except if we had a rainy weekend or something and can't get them to the sale barn. So
cows are selling great. And we're kind of, the employees are getting kind of exhausted because people are, the stuff they've been scared to catch because they're so wild and crazy, they're like, maybe it will be worth it. So we're getting some kind of meaner things just because people are motivated to go catch them. They know it'll be worth their time.
Yeah. So at OSU, does your instructors or any of your fellow students, do they, ask you about the market since you're such an expert?
You know, most of them don't even realize that's, it's kind of surprising because, I mean, Mr. Hickey out in Western Oklahoma is borderline famous, but it's actually surprising. Most people at OSU, they don't even realize that's what we do.
Yeah, so I bet it is kind of interesting. Yeah, because there's only so many sale barns in the state of Oklahoma, very few in Texas, and that still just throws me off about that, but that's okay. And, but yeah, I bet you are famous at Stillwater because your dad owns a sale barn.
No, actually, I get to about, I mean, people that go to El Reno, I know a lot of kids there that go to Redlands, they know who I am. But I think the OKC West must take some attention away from us because Stillwater people, they don't recognize my last name like people do out west. So it's kind of weird to people not be like, is your dad Brandon? I don't get asked that near as much at Stillwater.
Is your dad Brandon? Does he get confused with the other Brandon Hickey?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, because your aunt, I guess, yes, she aunt and your uncle up north of here, they, I seen them at the Hemp Hill County Convention in Canadian, mm-hmm. and I learned some scoop on your dad. Who taught him how to rope and ride and all that stuff. So you know anything about that?
Oh, dear. Oh, boy. That's a sensitive topic, I hear. I try to steer clear of that kind of talk.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't go there then. Now, I know my limitations with you now, so we'll go on past that. And but I will tell you, your aunt from up there, she was really... she was really good to me when we had the big fire, and yeah. And I helped her out hauling some hay out of Podunk Corner, and so she was on top of that. She was really good to work with on that deal.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so anyway. And so is this your final year? You got one more, two more. You senior?
Yes, this August will be my senior year, correct.
Okay. Have you met my old co-partner up there, Miss Jill Matter?
Yes, I know her, and she's really sweet, but I don't know a whole lot about her. I've not had too many interactions with her, but I do know who she is.
Oh, cool. Well, she might be the next Emma when she turns a senior. How's that?
Maybe. She'd be good at it.
No. That was good. So your dad and I are going to talk about the market at Elk City last Friday. Do you you have any of those numbers in front of you?
Me or her?
Her. You've got them memorized.
No, you told me no materials that I was supposed to have at my ready, so I don't.
She's talking to you now. She's not talking to me because I didn't even know she was coming on until yesterday.
Yeah. Her.
I told him I wanted to prepare, and he said, oh, we don't prepare for these things.
Well, we're not going to have any of this domestic violence on my show today. Hey, so, Emma, I'm going to text you what I get from your dad. So hang tight here a second. Matter of fact, we can take a break. We're going to take a Taylor Ranch break. And so far, only one person's got it right on the question I got. And maybe you can, we'll let you play along on this question I got. Are you ready for that question?
I guess so.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna give you a question. And your dad's talked about it on this show more than twice. I know that for a fact.
Oh, boy.
All right, so how many calves is it projected to pay for a bred female that you buy this year, 2025? And here's it's multiple choice. So you got one in four shot of being right, okay? And your mom's okay. Probably going to text you the answer. So there's cheating going on.
I hope she does.
So A is 2.75 calves. B is 3.75 calves. C, 4.75 calves. Or D, 5.75 calves. So it's multiple choice. So you just hang in that. I just got somebody just sent me a text for calling you out on calling me sir. I know you have good manners, but I don't. So anyway, I actually do. But so how many calves is it going to take to pay for a bred female if you buy it this year? 2025. So that's the deal. And we're going to take a Taylor Ranch break, and we come back and I'm going to send you this deal that your dad and I are going to talk about here at the Elk City Livestock Barn last Friday. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
This season, Army Worm, better watch out. Because your wheat is protected by Lumavia CPL insecticide seed treatment with a unique mode of action that starts at the seed, then moves through the plant to protect it from roots to shoots for strong stand establishment and better yield potential. Army Worms, you're out of here. Learn more at Corteva.us/LumaviaCPL.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Your farm deserves only the best, and that's why Valley Genuine Parts are crafted to meet the highest standards to elevate your pivot's performance, covering all your pivot needs. Valley Genuine Parts provide optimal operation and extend the life of your pivots, from drivetrain components to sprinkler parts. Invest in the best for your farm. Valley is your partner in irrigation success. Stop by Knutson Irrigation or call 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind.
I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Brandon, do you see how more organized I am with you in here in the office, and I'm taking my breaks at the right time?
Yep.
All right, here's your weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. I picked the big town of Buffalo, 92, feels like 97. Heat risk is moderate. Dew point 70, humidity's 49. The winds are out south at 8 with wind gust up to 16. 1.86 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 82. Sunset, 858. 100 is projected for today. It's going to be hot. But look here. 50% chance of thunderstorms tonight, 68 for a low, 30% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, and 86 for a high. So that's a nice change. Man, you can tell the cattle when the temperatures are in the 70s, you go by and look at them in the morning, they're not comfortable.
Yep.
Because they need to, I was talking about the Mesonet deal yesterday where the cattle comfort deal they got on there. Cattle need the temperatures to get down into the 60s because it takes them all night to recover from the temperatures like we had yesterday. And, you know, the last 3 or 4 years, there's been a couple incidences at the feedlots where that comfort didn't happen.
Yeah. And it seems like they're pretty susceptible to that humidity too. And they sure have had more humidity
Yeah,
with all this rain and whatnot than what we normally do.
No, this would have been a good year to plant soybeans because we got humidity.
Hey, there was a time there, a long time, sometime in late April and May, I thought we should have been planting rice. But...
Oh, yeah. Hey, and it's just good. Oh, she thought that was funny. Emma, are you on there? I forgot I turned your mic up. All right, Emma, you get my deal?
Yes, I got them.
Okay, so... Before we get into your dad and I and you talking about what happened at the Elk City Livestock Auction last Friday, you went on a trip overseas this year, yes. Right? Where did you go and why did you go?
So I took a week-long trip to Croatia with my mom's sister and her husband, and that one was more just my vacation. It was still really cool and really educational, but I begged them to go with me because they're kind of world travelers, I like to call them. And after I got done with that, I went to the Czech Republic, and that was for a study abroad with the Ferguson College of Oklahoma State Ferguson College, and we were partnered with CZU. So the Czech University, or Czech University, it was super cool. We just learned about agriculture in Europe, mostly the Czech Republic. We took a trip into Germany one day. It was just 2 weeks of learning about a different culture.
Is it different than over here?
It is very different.
Better or worse? Or just different?
I will say, and this might be a little controversial, but I came back home and I said, if we think that the government is in farmers and ranchers' back pockets over here, like, we would hate it over there because they are so controlled by the government and they have so many more regulations than we do. They don't even use... They're not even allowed to use hormones in beef cattle.
Right.
Like, we rely on those little ear implants so much and see the value, and they're not allowed to. And something else that was really different from how we do things is they have combines over there that specifically have a higher lifted deck so they don't get high-centered on their hills. They literally have combines that are called Hillmasters, and they're John Deere combines, but they just sit higher up off the ground so they don't get stuck on all the hills that they have over there.
Yeah, they can go around the side of the hills, I think. They got some up north, not North Dakota, but up in Idaho, up in there on the side of those hills where they're level, but they look like they're stretched out. One leg's longer than the other.
Yeah, that's something we never have to think about around here.
No, we just got to worry about, like, this year getting stuck and getting pulled out. So, well, that sounds pretty cool. And that was related to college. And so when you guys get back fired up going back to school, I guess you guys are going to talk about that and stuff like that, what you learn.
So this was just a summer course. You have to take a study abroad course. A international credit to like graduate with any degree from Oklahoma State.
Okay.
So you can either take an 8-week in person, in the classroom class in Oklahoma, or you can take a study abroad, and then it's technically a summer class. So I went on this 2-week study abroad, and then I had to do a presentation about a certain research topic. Mine was Renaissance architecture, but just a randomly drawn topic. And then I had to write a 10-page research/reflection paper about what I learned while I was over there.
Did you get to show anybody over there your writing skills?
I did not. It was definitely really different, though, because they, so I saw this in Croatia and also in the Czech Republic. I didn't see any reference to Western writing. It was just English show writing was about it.
Oh, where they got the little fancy boots and the fancy cap?
Yes. I don't even think, I think if I had brought up quarter horses, nobody would have known what I was talking about. They have Lipizzaner honor stallions and fancy horses like that.
So who's the better rider, you or your dad?
Probably still my dad, honestly. I have a soft spot, so he is a little bit more tough on the horses. I think they listen to him.
Aggressive is the word. Aggressive is the word.
Yeah, maybe aggressive. I don't think I'd call it as aggressive, as he's just, he doesn't put up with their funny business. And sometimes, sometimes I forget and get, I let him slack off. And
you pat him on the head and he's, he reins him in a little tighter, right?
Exactly, exactly. He knows when they actually need repercussions, and I'm a little bit, my biggest flaw is probably, oh, I'll let them get away with that one time, and then they take advantage of that. I'm still learning.
I'm going to strongly disagree. She's the better rider, because there's been people witness her ride a horse through two full complete somersaults, and I'd have been long gone before that first one ever started.
I heard this story before. We won't discuss it anymore, but you must be pretty good if you made it through two of them.
I will say sometimes I forget to let go. That's maybe one of my biggest hiccups, is I stay on when I probably maybe shouldn't have.
Well, that actually got a smile out of your mom over here. She's being really bashful off camera over here. And there's two mics within speaking range of her.
Or is she off camera? Is she close enough that they...
No, I'll show her so she know. I don't want her mad at me.
She's going to look at her instead of our ugly mug. And
you're not on there. You're not on. If I'd had a picture of Emma, if I'd have thought about it, I'd have posted it on here. So, no. All right, Emma, did you take a look at what we sent you?
Yes,
I did. Because your dad and I usually run out of time. Let's start.
Wait. You got to get her to answer that question first.
Because I got a winner. I do have a winner. So, all right, let's say answer. You ready for the question? Do I need to repeat it or do you have the answer? No, I'm going to repeat it. Okay, here we go. The question is, how many calves is it going to project it to take to pay for a bred female in 2025? A, 2.75, B, 3.75, C, 4.75, or D, 5.75. And I actually got this from a member of the NCBA that sent me proof that come from the NCBA website. So you're on the spot here, young lady.
Okay. So if I was at college and this was on a test, I would get really mad and I'd say that there was not enough information for me to fairly answer that question.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I would. You didn't tell me how old this red cow was. You didn't tell me if these calves were weaned.
You're a sale barn owner daughter.
Yes. I don't really know how you think I can accurately answer that with such little information.
You didn't warn me about her. Hey, but so that means you didn't listen to two or three of your dad's shows.
I will be honest, I don't listen very often. I forget.
So what if you had all this? Okay, I'm going to give you the information. If you go, I'm going to give you a little information here. You go, okay, so there was a nice 5-year to 6-year old cow coming through there that's 8 months bred, and there's your information.
Okay.
I said nice.
So, yes. I really think that 2.75 is maybe even higher than what I would think it would be. I mean, calves are going, I've seen 200-pound calves go for like $800 easily. So like I said, 2.75, I can't see it being any more than that.
Well, you're on the right track. Dad, you want to follow that up?
Yes, that would be the correct answer. 2.5 to 3 calves on today's market with everything staying steady to pay for a young female.
So I will say, I used a little bit of AI. You gave me enough time to cheat a little bit. And hey, I mean, I'm going to use the resources that are available to me if you allow it. And they're saying that it would be minimum of two. I mean, at most it would be two calves.
You're famous. I just looked over here at the text line because I have a winner and I will text them that they're the winner. Don't worry. I hate to say a lot of people's names around here because some of my listeners are probably wanted. So I don't say names unless I have permission. It says, you can tell that girl has a good mama. And then rumor has it, Emma has taken up being a part-time hay farmer as well.
Ooh, yeah, I'm becoming more well-rounded by the day.
Wow, you are. And then you have foreign policy experience now after being over there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I've had a gentleman on here. His daughter lives actually straight east of the sale barn over there towards Canute. And her father has been on here, and he's from Germany. And he raises potatoes. He has a hog farm, and he has a boarding school for horses. And he's really cool to talk to. And problem with Germans is they don't watch their language on my show, so it's hard. This is live. I don't have no buttons to push and none of that stuff. But he wasn't very fond of the people from the big city that boarded horses there. I'm not going to repeat what he said that day on my show, but so it's really interesting to hear about things from overseas.
Absolutely, it is. Yes, there's. Yeah. It's just completely, you don't realize how different it is until you're over there. It was just, and I told people more than once, I was just amazed because it was like, we really are such a small piece of like God's huge masterpiece. And like everything is that he does and he creates is done with so much intention. Like he didn't miss a single detail over there. Like, that was a life completely different than mine, but just as real. It was just, it really put some things into perspective.
She does take after her mama, because Brandon Hickey would never say that. Am I right or wrong? Now, I'm not dogging on your dad, but I'm just telling you that sounds just like your mom right there. Because I go in the office sometimes when I go to the sale barn, because Mrs. Boyette is one of my favorite ladies in Western Oklahoma, but I have to deal her some misery so she to remind her who I am. So, and your mom just turns around and looks at me.
Yes.
I think
mom takes more time to reflect than dad does sometimes. Yes.
Yeah, so there's no use in me asking you who your favorite parent is.
Favorite parent. I don't think I could do life without either of them. Mom keeps, I will say, dad's the fun parent, but mom's the parent that makes my life easier. I mean, I would struggle so much more without her.
That's an awesome answer. But dad's fun, mom's serious. That's basically how that goes, right?
Yes. I mean, well, mom is, I think that maybe my dad has told you this before, but mom is the glue of our family. She is constantly behind the scenes, making sure we are all in line, me, my brother, and dad.
So how, what's your brother like compared to your lifestyle? Is he about the same?
No, actually, I think that my parents had a false sense of how easy it was going to be parents with me growing up, because I was not a red rebel. It broke my heart if I disappointed my parents. And my brother, he's a little bit, to be nice, we'll say he's a little bit more free spirited.
That is being nice.
Yes. But he's a lot of fun, but he is also quite a handful.
So you wouldn't change what you've had so far, though, right?
Absolutely not. He's wonderful. I mean, he is one of my best friends, and I don't think there's very many 21-year-old girls that can say their 18-year-old brother is one of their favorite people. But yeah,
no, I've heard that before. The young lady was talking about before Jill met her. She adores her little brother, and basically it is. It's 21 and 17, or she just turned 21, and I think he's 17. Yeah, he might see. He might be 18. I know he's flying a plane now. That's all I know, and I'm not riding with him.
Oh, wow.
So it ain't happening. Not unless we're going somewhere to play golf. And so, well, you're just like your dad. We have to take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll finish up with the sailboat stuff. All right?
Yes, sir.
Are you good? You got time?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a Taylor Ranch break, and we'll be right back.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Get ready, Western Oklahoma. The Wild Plum Jam is back and louder than ever. Coming to Sarah on Saturday, July 19th. It's a Red Dirt Revival you won't want to miss. Live on stage, Cody Canada and the Departed. Stoney LaRue. And Western Oklahoma's own Tyler Wilhelm. Yes, I'm proud of who I am. All jamming on Route 66 in Sayre. One night, one stage, and a whole lot of red dirt music magic under the Oklahoma sky. Hey, you're not an in-betweener. Lock in your spot now. Tickets will go fast. Get yours today at KECOFM.com. That's KECOFM.com. The 2025 Wild Plum Jam in Sarah, Oklahoma, powered by KECO. Be there.
So there's a company out there that has a certain color. All the farmers and stuff think their oil has to be used in those certain color of tractors. And it's just not true. So here at Camrock, we have the same specification oil as the other brand, where people think that they have to use that for a certain color on their tractors and stuff like that. But we have the same oil specifications as they do. Works just as well, does the same thing, lubes it just the same. Price comparison is, it's not even a comparison. We have a better price than anybody around on that type of oil. I use it at our place. My son uses it for our colored tractors that we have, and a lot of other farmers use it too. It's the same oil, specifications are the same. It's kind of a myth where they think that it's got to be that certain type of oil for that color of tractor.
Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
We have a better price than anybody around on that type of oil.
It's Galleria Furniture's 20th anniversary, and we're celebrating with up to 20% off store-wide. With trusted brands like FlexSteel, Ico, Serta, and Spring Air, why shop anywhere else? 20 years, up to 20% off. You don't want to miss a sale this big. From my family to yours, thank you, Oklahoma. And remember, we'll beat any competitor's price or it's yours for free. Come celebrate 20 years with us at our Elk City location next to Tractor Supply, where friends don't let friends pay retail.
Looking for oil and gas production equipment? Evolve Vessel has you covered, both code and non-code production equipment. We maintain a comprehensive inventory of Roustabout supplies, from welding to tank batteries, as well as pipe and structural steel. We've got what your crew needs to keep moving. Stop by our full retail store, Highway 6 South in Elk City, open to the public Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. Whether you're building from the ground up or keeping things running, trust Evolve Vessel, where oilfield operations evolve.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let me get my computer here, and let's go to southwestern Oklahoma. I'll pick Hollis, capital of Harmon County. Did you know that, Emma? Do you know Hollis was capital of Harmon County?
I did not.
Well, no. Now you know. You learned something on Today in Ag with your dad and I. 91 degrees. This is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. 91 at Hollis. 98 is heat risk is moderate. 71 is dew point, 52 is humidity. It's humid down there. Southwest wind 13 with gusts up to 19. No rainfall in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil. Temperature 87 degrees. Sunset 8:53. 98 and hot today. Mostly clear tonight, 73. And then again, triple digits tomorrow is forecast, 100 degrees and hot in Hollis, America. All right, we're back here on, I think I had my mic turned up a little loud. Was that a little loud? Yeah, sorry. I pushed them up. I just pushed them up there. Emma?
Yes, sir?
Is anything on the Elk City, that sheet I sent you from the Elk City, does anything stick out there to you? Got anything you want to talk about there? You can't use AI on this one.
I mean, prices are amazing.
That's basically,
but everyone knows that.
That's basically the bottom line. You guys had 1,552 head go through the sale barn, which that's above average for the summer. That's all right. I just don't see where these people keep coming up with these cows. That's what shocks me. I mean, I don't know. It's crazy. So, boss man, what stuck out with the boys and girls last Friday? Anything stick out?
I think those 284 pounders at 614. Yeah. That sure got my attention.
and I got your mic turned down. And that's the one I noticed. And still the girl side still good, but mm-hmm. there's still that difference between the boys and the girls. Mm-hmm. But they're both good.
Yes.
Nobody complained about what they get at the sale barn right now.
No, absolutely not. I think the week before the 4th of July break, we had one guy that was a little bit disappointed in what his straight longhorn steers brought. But there again, the higher the market gets, the spread gets bigger between those plainer cattle, the spread gets farther apart. And so I think we did have somebody that was a little bit disappointed in what their straight longhorn steers brought. But other than that, everybody's pretty happy.
Everybody's pretty happy. And
most people are shocked when they get their check. They're shocked when they.
I haven't even heard from Gail on that one I dropped off that was the odd born in mm-hmm. odd month. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it was in the jackpot, but that thing was, it was all worked and everything. Yeah. So it'll be interesting.
It's a lot of state of shock when you hand people their checks. And it's also a lot of state of shock when them buyers start writing them checks. I spent how much?
What did I did? I got to go collect some money. Emma, what's your favorite thing to do at the sale barn?
Oh, boy. I really like when I get to do loadout. I really just like talking to the buyers. I mean, that's maybe my favorite part. And just hearing what they thought of the sale and how things sold, how things ran, just kind of getting their perspective.
What a heads up next week when you come on my show next Friday at Oklahoma City, you need to do some homework in our top, one of the couple of topics.
Oh, no.
Yeah, hang on here. Let me finish. We want to talk about the New World Screwworm.
I have been listening to so many Zoom calls about that. Heather gets to be involved in a lot of them, and she's been amazing about, I've got an important and interesting Zoom call. You might as well join it and watch it with me, or listen also. So, yes, Dad was actually asking me questions about it just yesterday.
Yeah, because it's moved closer. The New World Screwworm's moved closer. I read some stuff from a Panamanian ranch guy yesterday about you smell it before you see it type in stuff, and it's serious, and we got to take it serious because we went through this before, and there's my landlord was telling me about a bull and his private parts and how they treated it and how they we don't need that.
No.
It's no joke. I don't know if you've seen pictures of it, but do yourself a favor and don't look up pictures because it is gross and it can consume everything, like flesh, muscle, all of it, and so quickly.
Yes, it's a bad deal. So I'm glad we had you come on. I feel like you need to help me on the show part-time during your spare time because I think you're a natural.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm happy to.
And I'm sorry I told you not to use sir. One of my listeners didn't like that. But you got to understand, I was a sergeant in the Army, and I didn't like being called sir, and that's where that comes from. I know you're showing respect.
Yes, it's such a habit. I can't help myself. I almost said, oh, sorry, after saying sir a little bit ago.
No, you're good. You're all fun. And guess what, Brandon? You ran out of advertising time.
Sure did.
Sale Friday?
Sale Friday. Got lots of good bred cows and pears coming. Got a nice run coming Monday. 8 weights at $329.50 for Monday. So it's pretty wild. So it's time to have them to sell.
Thanks, Emma.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right. You see you later.
Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
A school bus pulling up to a stop. That's what country sounds like.
96.5 KECO, Elk City.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says former supporters are being duped by Democrats to keep demanding Jeffrey Epstein files. There's a bipartisan bill in Congress.
Kentucky Republican Thomas Massie and California Congressman Ro Khanna, a Democrat, are co-sponsoring a new bill to force the publication of files on Jeffrey Epstein, the financier who died in custody on charges of sexually trafficking minor girls.
Fox's Evan Brown. Israeli airstrikes hit Syria's military headquarters in the capital, Damascus.
There is a Druze population in southern Syria that is supported by the Israeli government. So when violence erupted there, the Israelis began to carry out a series of airstrikes against Syrian government tanks. There was concern that they would participate in the fighting that was being done between the Druze and a Syrian Sunni Bedouin tribe.
Fox's Trey Yanks. There's a new ceasefire announced today. America's listening to Fox News.
Against my wishes, my kids are getting older, so right now I have four drivers living in my house. Two cars in the garage, two cars in the driveway. And on the front of all four of them, there's an orange, white, and black tag with the letters BD. For about 25 years now, whenever I've needed them, wherever I've needed them, they've taken care of me, including one emergency in Gulf Shores, Alabama. When a dealership takes care of you, whenever and wherever you need them, you don't want to look anywhere else.
The time for empty talk is over.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
I feel like a lady. It's all minimum wage.
And it was good knowing you.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
KECO, Elk City.
Your floor ain't the only one it's been on. Brother, I ain't trying to start no
A guy in Altus buys an RV from a fellow in El Reno. The transaction came about through the Penny News. The power of the Penny News is a force of nature.
I'm corduroy and leather. You take one hell of an